I don't suppose it was lowered down three times. It's just the commandment came three times, kill and eat. Because it was raised up after the third time. At that very moment, Peter, being at a loss within himself as to what the vision he had seen might mean, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having inquired about Simon's house, stood at the gate. And they called out and inquired whether Simon, who is called Peter, was lodging there. And as Peter was pondering, back on the housetop, as Peter was pondering over the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, the men are looking for you. Get up and go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men and said, "Behold, I am the one you are seeking." Well, that let them know something right there. That let them know that he was in contact with whoever sent them. Big Sarge spoke to Cornelius, because he didn't go down there and say, "What are you guys doing here?" He said, "Hello, I'm the one you're looking for. Well, why have you come?" And they said, "Cornelius, a centurion, an upright man, one who fears God and is well spoken of by the whole nation of the Jews, was instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you." Now, every Jew on the planet who had received the Holy Ghost to this point were devout Jews. Lazy Jews, disobedient Jews, Jews that didn't honor the law over themselves and over their lives. None of those had received the Holy Ghost. You weren't acceptable to God if you were a Jew without keeping the law. And he showed that you were acceptable by giving you the Holy Ghost. Peter knew that. Peter, you see where he'd kept the law. He'd never eaten an unclean thing according to the law. And he knew everybody around him were devout people that loved the law. In Acts chapter 2, it says there were Jews, there were devout Jews in Jerusalem from all the nations. Not lazy Jews, not disobedient Jews, devout Jews. So Peter knew how important it was to God that you keep the law in order to receive the Holy Ghost. He knew that from experience. And so for these messengers to tell him, "Cornelius is a God-fearing man. He's a God-fearer. He reverences your God. And he has a very good reputation among the Jews in Caesarea." That was important to Peter. They weren't just a bunch of Gentiles there saying, "Come on down, my master wants to see you." They let him know because they knew they had to let him know that this was a God-fearer who had a great reputation among the Jews because he'd been good to them. So Peter let them in. So he invited them in and gave them lodging. And the next day, Peter departed with them. And some of the brothers from Joppa went with him. I think there were about six of them. They were Jewish, of course, devout Jews with the Holy Ghost. When it says brothers here, it means brothers. Not just fellow Jews, but fellow believers. The following day, they came into Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them, and he had called together his relatives and close friends. You reckon he said to them when he invited them, "Now, I know you're probably not going to be interested in this, but I just thought I'd let you know. I know you're mighty busy, you folks." You reckon he said that, Michael?
No.
He told them an angel of God had spoken to him to get this man here. "You better be here. You go, whoo, come with me."
Yes, yes.
And when Peter entered in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. He didn't worship him as a god. That just means did him reverence. He showed him reverence. The word worship is used like that quite often in the Bible. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, I'm a man too." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many gathered there. And he said to them, "You That's plural. All you people know, are you aware that it is forbidden by custom for a Jewish man to associate with or come close to a foreigner? Yet, God has shown me not to call any man common or unclean.